Thank you for standing by, and welcome to the MMG Limited Q3 2022 production report. All participants are in a listen-only mode. There will be a presentation followed by a question-and-answer session. If you wish to ask a question, you will need to press the star key followed by the number one on your telephone keypad. I would now like to hand the conference over to Andrea Atell. Please go ahead.
Thank you. Hello, and welcome to MMG's 2022 third quarter production report teleconference. This report and today's discussion cover the operational performance of MMG's assets for the September quarter of 2022. Joining us today are MMG Interim CEO, Mr. Liangang Li, and CFO, Mr. Ross Carroll, together with other ExCo members. I will now hand over to Liangang, who will discuss the highlights in the report, after which there will be an opportunity to ask questions.
Thank you, Andrea, and hello to everyone who is joining us today. As always, at MMG, our first value is safety. Our total recordable injury frequency rate for the third quarter this year is 1.41 per million hours worked. I'm very pleased that we continue to rank right at the bottom for this index when compared to our global mining peers. Now moving on to the operation performance from different sites. In the third quarter of 2022, MMG produced around 96,000 tons of copper and 61,000 tons of zinc in what was our strongest production quarter of this year. Las Bambas quarter production in the third quarter was around 81,000 tons, with the mine enjoying a period of relatively uninterrupted operations while dialogue tables with our neighboring communities continued. Mining activity was strong, with a total material movement of 57 million tons, enabling us, enabling some catch-up stripping activity and access to higher grade ores. Average recovery rate of the processing plant also increased to 85.6% from 84.9%, with an ongoing focus on optimization activities. Regarding the dialogue with communities, I wanted to provide an update on these discussions. As you would be aware, our Las Bambas colleagues have been committed to working closely with the government of Peru and the community members to review all existing commitments. We have made significant progress in the dialogue process during the third quarter, reaching agreements with four of six communities and moving toward the implementation of these agreements. Our discussions with the two remaining communities, Ferrobamba and Huancuire, are continuing to progress with the support of the government, and the process has been extended until the end of December. We are optimistic that more enduring agreements for the continued development of Las Bambas can be reached by that time. Looking towards the end of the year, subject to no further prolonged operational disruptions, we now expect Las Bambas to produce around 250,000 tons of copper in concentrate for 2022. This exceeds the prior revised guidance of around 240,000 tons due to the quicker than anticipated restart in June following the community protest. We expect that the current strong operation performance will be maintained throughout the fourth quarter. C1 costs, however, are expected to be slightly higher in the range of $1.6-$1.65 per pound. The higher costs are mainly due to lower capitalized mining costs due to a change in mining sequence to compensate for ongoing Chalcobamba delays, lower by-product credits due to lower commodity prices, and general cost escalation across energy, consumables, and labor. Moving on to Kinsevere. Copper cathode production of around 15,000 tons was 90% above the second quarter of 2022, and also the strongest production quarter of the year. The better performance was driven by the ramp-up of mining activity and processing of the ore from the Kinsevere central pit, which improved average mill feed grades and reduced reliance on lower-grade stockpiles that impacted the first half of 2022. Processing plant performance remained strong, with the average recovery rate increasing to 96.5% in the third quarter, above the 96.1 average in the first half of the year. We expect higher production rates to continue in the fourth quarter due to higher ore grades and stable recovery rates. Copper cathode production for the full year of 2022 is expected to be at the higher end of the guidance range of 45,000 and 50,000 tons. In line with prior guidance, C1 costs are expected to be in a range of 2.5 to 2.8 US dollars per pound, with a stronger second half production partly offset by rising industrial costs. The Kinsevere expansion project is also progressing well. During the third quarter, we commenced civil works for the cobalt plant and are now manufacturing long lead time equipment. Major packages for the construction of the concentrator and roaster have been awarded. Through this project, the mine will see a shift to the mining and processing of sulfide ores and the introduction of cobalt circuit, extending mine life by 13 years and taking annual production up to more than 100,000 tons of copper equivalent production. First cobalt production is expected in 2023 and the first copper from the sulfide feed in 2024. You may have become aware that following the earlier announcements in relation to Sokirochi 2 and Nambuva, we have filed an arbitral proceeding before the International Chamber of Commerce. Since the operation of Sokirochi 2 and Nambuva mining leases by the military forces and third parties, we were issued agreements by Jacobins in breach of MMG's existing contractual rights. MMG has involved in regular engagements with Jacobins, the DRC government, the provincial government, and also the Chinese embassy in DRC. Due to lack of progress in discussions and the ongoing occupation of the sites, MMG is focused to commence arbitration proceedings in order to protect its interests. I will now move on to our zinc operations, Dugo River and Rosewood. At Dugo River, the mine achieved the strongest production in over 18 months with around 49,000 tons of zinc concentrate, 18% higher than the second quarter. Mining performance improved sharply with greater workforce availability and a strong support from our mining contract partner as we transition towards the end of this contract and prepared to insource development work from the year of 2023. In addition to the strong mining performance in the quarter, the processing team delivered a record high zinc recovery rate of 90.1% as they continue to drive incremental improvements through various optimization initiatives. We now expect Dugo River to produce 170,000 to 180,000 tons of zinc in zinc concentrate in the full year of 2022. Meanwhile, C1 costs are anticipated to remain in the range of 85 to 95 US dollars per pound. At Rosebery, zinc production remained stable at around 12,000 tons, which was in line with the first and second quarters of 2022. Year-to-date production has been impacted by lower ore grades, which has a result of continuous refocusing of mining activity to manage geotech conditions in that mine. The geotech modeling and mining schedule review has now been completed, and towards the end of the quarter, mining rates and ore grades started to improve. Higher workforce availability also enabled us to maintain better compliance with the mine plan. This trend is expected to continue in the fourth quarter of the year. We now expect Rosebery to produce between 50,000 and 55,000 tons of zinc in zinc concentrate in the year of 2022. Below the prior guidance due to COVID-19 impact earlier this year and the refrequencing of mining activity in the second and third quarters. As a result of the lower production rates and lower byproduct prices, full-year C1 costs for Rosebery are expected to be in the range of $25 to $35 per pound. I'm now happy to take your questions with my ExCo members. Thank you.
Thank you. If you wish to ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone and wait for your name to be announced. If you wish to cancel your request, please press star 2. If you're on a speakerphone, please pick up your handset to ask the question. Your first question comes from Jack Shang with Citi. Please go ahead.
Oh, thank you. I'm glad to be the first one to ask the question. Congratulations for a great quarter of results, operational results, first of all. And a quick follow-up regarding Las Bambas. I see that the full-year guidance has been revised up, but the implied 4Q actual copper output are still like over 10% below third quarter's level. So what? But management also mentioned that you expect the current run rate or high run rate to sustain into the end of the year. So my question is, what are the considerations that that the company hasn't really lifted the production guidance at Las Bambas up to say 260 rather than 250? So there could be more upside potentially from the 4Q production alone. That's the first question. A second one, a quick follow-up, is related to the local the negotiation with the local communicator. So assuming that we make some major progress. So what is the lead time potentially required for us to really mobilize the workforces to develop the Chalcobamba pit? So what's the lead time before Chalcobamba can actually take place? Yeah, thank you.
Thank you, Jack, for your questions. And I will have Mr. Wei, the EGM, Las Bambas, to take your first question regarding the production. And also I will have Troy to take your second question in terms of the community. And Troy is now at Las Bambas.
This is关于22年巴马斯这个产量25万吨这个由24.5调到25万吨的这个主要还是由于我们 预测中呢，是 24.5， 考虑是7月初来投入这个恢复生产。实际上呢，我们在6月经过我们的努力呢，我们在6月中旬呢，就恢复了生产，这样呢为全年的这个产量呢从 24.5 调到25的一个重要原因。其他的预测都是说年中预测是一致的。
So the answer from Mr. Wei is the reason we changed in the guidance the production is because of the in the major forecast we were aiming at we would resume the operation in the July, but in reality we have resumed the operation in June instead of July, so there is an increase of the production for the guidance. This is the reason that we have changed the guidance of the production to the 215,000 tons of copper. So, but the rest of the indicator has remained the same way as the major forecast.
Yes, sure. 既然已经调到了25万吨，我倒减一下前三季度的产量18万吨， 18.1万吨的话， 显示四季度单季度的实际的预计的产量是在可能7万吨不到吧。 那三季度已经有8万吨了吗？ 我的问题是说四季度好像这个指引环比三季度会略低一些， 这个背后有什么考虑吗？ So my follow-up question is actually implied production. Yeah.
Perhaps, Jack.
好，魏总请说。
Jack, if
you... 四季度的年终预测呀， 是包含着恰克奥巴马的这个投产的这样的一个安排。现在恰克奥巴马不能投入生产的话，实际上我们在非洲宝马呢又调整了采矿顺序，强化了非洲宝马里面开采，这样呢四季度实际上和年终预测呢低呢，还是因为恰克奥巴马没有投产这样的一个原因造成的。
Okay, the answer for the question is because of the Chakobamba reason. In the major forecast, we were assuming that in the first quarter we will have a Chakobamba for the production, but in reality there is no contribution from the Chakobamba to this year. And also we have made some change in the mining sequence for the Ferrobamba. So the fourth quarter the production level will be a little bit lower than the third quarter.
That's clear. Thank you.
Yeah, and Jack, yeah,
Jack, I think there's also a bit of impact of lower grade, and obviously there's a little bit of conservatism in there as well, because we don't know if and when the community issues can flare up again.
Yeah, thank you, Ross.
And Jack, it's Troy here. Thanks for the question. The good news is, I think we've begun the discussion with the Huancuire community around access and getting into Chalcobamba, which is good progress. It does depend in some ways on how that agreement runs and how that negotiation runs about what our entry to the development of Chalcobamba is, and really until we reach an agreement and stagger that entry, we won't know exactly. But it will take some time to get the access and infrastructure in place and mobilise contractors, and then we would move to pre-stripping and first ore. So it's, I think previously we've said it's a couple of months from kind of getting a go-ahead to really getting access to ore out of the mine, but it really depends also on how that discussion and on what basis we come to an agreement with the community.
Yes, thank you, Troy.
Thank you. Once again, if you wish to ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone and wait for your name to be announced. Your next question comes from Chris Hsu with Bailey Astney Asset Management. Please go ahead.
Hi, thank you very much, management. I've got a couple of questions. So the first one is regarding Kinsevere. So what exactly is Gécamines looking for? I mean, do you see any potential for escalation? Because we have seen in some other cases of companies operating there, like, for example, China Moly's Tankies project, the exports have been disrupted. So what are we seeing there? That's the first question. Thank you.
Thank you, Chris, for your question. I will have Nan, who is the EGM for Australia and African operations, to take this one.
Yeah, hi, Chris. We are aware the directive given to Gécamines by the Inspector General of Finance to terminate contracts that are sort of older than 10 years and where insufficient work has been conducted. But this does not apply to MMG. As a company, so we complied with DRC Mining Code and then also conducted works across all permits over the past 10 years. Also, the impacted leases are intended to be mined as part of the Kinsevere expansion project, and then also as part of the future development of Kinsevere operation. So in terms of escalation, so we already filed the arbitration this morning, so we'll go through the due process. Yeah. Thank you.
Got it. Thank you very much. And the second question is regarding CAPEX. I mean, is there any change to the CAPEX guidance due to all these, unexpected delays to projects and and these issues. And also related to that, on the financial side, I mean, do we see any potential ways of minimizing the impact of rising interest rates on our financial costs? Thank you.
Thanks, Chris. As far as CapEx, we haven't revised our guidance, but it's likely that we'll underspend a little there. But, as I said, we haven't revised our guidance. And in response to the interest rates, we do have interest rate hedging on half of the LB debt. So that was hedged at a LIBOR of, I think, around 2.5%. And then the other major loans we've got are from China MinMetals, and the majority of them are at fixed costs. So we're sort of reasonably well insulated against the interest costs, but obviously there will be some impact there. But as I said, particularly with LV, we've got half of that hedged.
Got it, yeah. And sorry, just one last question. So are we seeing more potential M&A opportunities, I mean, given the tougher macro environment?
Not really, Chris, because I think because the miners have generally had it pretty good for the last couple of years, there's not too many of them are in sort of balance sheet troubles. So, like in the past when there's sort of been downturns, people have had very stressed balance sheets, which led to some activity. And then the other reason why there's not a huge amount of or huge number of M&A sort of activity going on is there's a lot of political issues. You've got tax increases in Chile. You've got the ongoing community issues in Peru. And then most of the other undeveloped coppers either in Africa, and you mentioned the China moly issues and DRC, and then even in right through Latin America, there's tend to be sort of leftist governments have been elected. So, and I think also the fact that the price has come off so suddenly, it means that people then also have a bit of trouble calibrating what price they want to put into bids, or if you're a seller, what price you'd be willing to accept. So I think on the whole, there's not a huge number of M&A opportunities at the moment, but obviously we're monitoring that and,
Got it. Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you. Once again, if you wish to ask a question, please press star 1. We'll now pause a moment to allow for any final questioners to register. Thank you. Your next question comes from Lawrence Law with BOCI. Please go ahead.
Hi. Thank you, management. Just a couple of follow-up questions. First of all, regarding Kinsevere, in the announcement, you mentioned the two areas occupied by the army is actually part of the expansion project. So if the situation stays, will it affect the progress of your, say, expansion, say, whether we can see the first output in, say, 4Q 2003, as you have stated in the announcement? And second question is regarding Las Bambas. Now you have reached agreement with 4 out of the 6 communities. Can you give us some idea as to what you have promised, or will this agreement affect the future economics of the mine? Thank you.
Thank you, Lauren. And I think that Nan can take the first one.
Okay. Yeah. Thanks, Lawrence. In terms of the impact to Kinsevere KEP project and then production. For the longer term life of mine, from longer term life of mine perspective, we're still working through the optimization options, but we're seriously concerned about our legal rights are taken away on these two tenements. So if this sustains, it will impact the future of Kinsevere and our interest in DRC. Yeah, so MMG sort of had long history with DRC. So we paid a lot of contribution to the government and the community. So we like to maintain this positive involvement, collaboration with the government and the local community. In terms of on-time production, so at this stage we're still assessing, but we're aiming to resolve these issues as soon as possible, and then aim for the same production time.
Yeah. And Lauren, on the communities, the process of negotiation has been really focused on existing commitments. So this was not a new commitment process, but it was about resolving concerns with existing commitments in those communities. The good thing is we're using those agreements to also get better basis for ongoing relationships, and especially the agreement with Pumamarca, which was the last one of the four reached, also enables us to access some of the exploration land that we're very keen on in that community on a basis that has support from the community. So we're very happy with the outcomes of the first four. They've been largely on existing commitments and making sure that we have a plan to implement those. And we're looking to build better relationships that allow us to grow together.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. There are no further questions at this time. I'll now hand back to Mr. Liangang for closing remarks.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you very much, everyone, for attending the QPR. And concerning the time constraint, if you have any further questions, please feel free to contact our Investor Relations and Corporate Affairs teams. And thank you again for the participation.
That does conclude our conference for today. Thank you for participating. You may now disconnect.